From Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania, this is Trigger Ethics, a 7-part radio mini-series. Episode 1, The Fall of Leon Westcott.
In the beginning, God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kind." And God saw that it was good. But what would he see now, brothers and sisters, I ask you? The highways lay waste, the wayfaring man ceases, covenants are broken, witnesses are despised, there is no regard for man. The land mourns and languishes. The sanctity of Rome has fallen, its ruins covered in the waste of man and beast. The hatred and strife in Jerusalem, the holiest of cities, has been laid to waste by means of a nuclear hell. Even now the dark cloud hangs over the remains. And when we thought it could get no worse, we find it has. The air, which was already poisoned to our lungs, continues to grow fouler. We now require a stronger filter simply to leave our home and walk God's ravaged earth, which he entrusted to us. Who hath done this, you may ask? Those who have resurrected the molten gods of old, those who recreated the golden calf. Driven by greed, unchecked capitalism has polluted not only our earth, but our bodies and souls. Business now rules all. It has taken the government. It has driven all the righteous from their places of worship. But fear not, for righteousness is strong in the wilderness. We, the faithful, laugh at fear and are not dismayed. We do not turn back from the sword. We fight. The abominable so-called sponsored church will fall. We champion the poor, the wretched, the downtrodden of all kinds, and with them we'll usher in a new age of virtue. We take what should be freely given and deliver it to those who need it most. After all, one cannot steal from demons. They have no claim to God's gift. Do not give up hope, my brothers and sisters. A light shows in the dark. Hold to your faith, and the trial will soon be over.
Now shut that thing off, Dreely. It's screwing with my aim.
What's it matter? You always take an hour to shoot. And besides, the guy's a natural. You could learn something from him. Too bad he's swiping our filters and not selling them.
Rosewood? More like, too bad he's a religious fanatic bent on the destruction of our company.
Not for much longer, Westcott. Won't be too long before he makes a mistake. He's too blinded by his religious antics to notice I've had the brigade putting down bits of cheese.
You mean you're setting a trap?
More or less. Let's just say I've been stockpiling one of the warehouses for quite some time. And when it's not filters going in, it's ammo. No one is getting out of there who isn't supposed to. Move aside. Let me show you how to shoot.
Not bad, but you didn't hit his vitals on that last one.
Ha! Westcott, by the time you take your first shot, my target would be on the ground bleeding his guts out.
Assuming he wasn't wearing any armor. No guarantees with that pop gun of yours. Besides, speed is only necessary when you're not smart enough to plan things out ahead of time.
Plan things out? Westcott, we're executives. We ain't gonna be on the front lines in some war. If we ever use these things on someone, it'll be a spur of the moment. Not bringing some grand tactical plan into fruition. We can plan traps, but we ain't gonna be the ones seeing them through.
I can see your point. A quick draw could make a difference out on the streets. But you can't argue with this. Three perfect hits, right between the eyes.
Yeah. Well, let's just hope that if you're ever in a tight jam, the bad guy stands still.
Speaking of bad guys, I think I finally got a good lead on Decker's secret project.
Decker? Westcott, that woman will be your downfall. You two have been at each other's throats since you met. She's dangerous and not someone you want to cross.
Hey, do you want to hear what the lead is or what?
Of course I do. You know I don't like anyone keeping secrets from me, but I'm not part of your little investigation.
I found an email in her files from a certain Mr. Forsyth.
Ain't he the guy from Bayer Hopkins? They're one of our major competitors. Gunn's been on and on about how they're trying to run us into the ground.
Exactly. And Decker's not on any projects that are even remotely related to Bayer Hopkins. Something's up.
I think you hit gold, Westcott. Did you manage to get a copy of the email?
No, just a copy of the basic information in her mailbox. I didn't have time to hack any deeper. Her security programs nearly caught me as it is.
Well, if this is true, Deck is as good as fired. Keep me up to date.
Sure thing, but we'd better head upstairs. Nearly time for the workday to start.
We're execs, Westcott. We run the workday. Relax, why don't you grab a cup of coffee with me on level 2 before heading to the top?
I'd like to get upstairs soon and resolve this before Decker deletes any of her emails. This is my chance. Let's go turn in our guns.
Calm down. You think someone just gave you a control and share in the company?
Maybe this got me one step closer.
All done there, boys? How'd you like that salamander?
It was perfect. Here's the casings. What's new, Frank?
I was hoping you boys would tell me, being on the exec board. Pinnacle stock has already dropped a dollar and the market has only been open for a minute. You know anything about it?
No, nothing at all.
I can sense a high-strung meeting on our horizon.
I'll bet. The health advisor board put out a notice today. We need grade D filters just to walk around outside now. The air's gotten so bad, E's won't cut it anymore.
Is there any good news?
Well, the brigade released the names of the underground church leaders they caught last week. They got Donald Green and Joseph Alder, Rosewood's right-hand man.
All right. Nice talking to you, Frank.
Yeah, you bet. Good luck.
Why the hell do you always have to shoot the breeze with a range smasher anyways?
I like Frank. You got something against being friendly?
Yeah, it's friggin' annoying.
Only you, Dreely.
This is my floor. I gotta check something in armor development.
Okay, I'll probably see you soon. I think we're going to be having an emergency meeting, too.
Hey, Mr. Westcott, hey.
Hey, Mitch. That's a nice suit you've got there.
Yeah, it's all the rage on Fashion World Net.
Is that pastel green?
Green, pastel green, yeah. Do you like it?
Did you need something, Mitch?
Oh, I was wondering if you heard about the raids last night. The brigade did a real swell job.
Yeah, they did. Listen, I need to go check with my secretary. You should get back to work.
Oh, sure thing, Mr. Westcott.
Good morning, Mr. Westcott. I have a few things for you.
Already? I'm half an hour early.
Everyone is coming in early today. The stock price hasn't stopped falling since the market opened.
What are we at now?
$320.50 per share.
All right. What do you have for me?
A fund request and a price adjustment from Miss Decker. And a notice from Mr. Gudden.
Decker always rubbed me the wrong way. But it looks like she's got something here.
Do you think that will bring the stock up?
A bit. She's asking for an increase of funding in the small arms division. She must have found some new buyers. Doesn't she listen to the news? She wants to increase the price for grade D filters. We can't do that.
Do you want me to hold your call so you can discuss it with her?
No, Mr. Gudden has called an emergency meeting. I'll see her there. Okay, send off this approved budget proposal. I have to get to the meeting.
Hey, Westcott, grab a seat.
Hello, Dreely. Manders?
Hi, Westcott. Tell me, do you have any idea what's happening to the stock?
Not a clue.
Well, I have a theory. It's that bloody underground church.
I really don't think the small raids they pull off really make that large of an impact, financially speaking.
It's not the goods they take, it's the ideas that they're spreading. It's pure lunacy. They just give away the stuff they steal.
For what?
For nothing. The papers say he doesn't even charge an entrance fee at his church.
Well, that might actually be clever. You could claim to have a free entry church and hike up communion and indulgence costs to make up for the loss.
That'd be real clever, but apparently he doesn't even do that. His church is free.
What?
Completely free. He doesn't charge anything. In fact, he goes so far as to spread that the very idea of an indulgence is unholy.
That's just wrong.
Now, Reverend Carmichael, there's a fine leader of organized religion. You pay up front for entrance fee, communion, indulgences. He gets you in and out in under half an hour. And his sermons are just really moving, especially last week.
Gentlemen, discussing business, I hope?
Of a sort.
Manders, have you seen to the profits in your department? I've noted that the food department's gains have fallen from 93% to 88% over the last quarter.
Well, we've had a few problems, but it's nothing that big.
5% is a big deal, especially with the stock's sudden drop. Sales need to be back to 90% before the end of the week.
Sales aren't our only problem.
You're right. Quotas are important. Westcott, for the past few weeks, you've been failing to meet your quota.
Materials are drying up all over the globe. My people can't buy what doesn't exist.
But others are still managing. If you can't keep up, we'll leave you behind.
Listen, Decker, I don't know...
All right, we're skipping the pleasantries this morning. We have a crisis on our hands. The war in South America is over.
Who won?
Venezuela.
Ah.
The Peruvians were one of our best customers. To make things worse, Bayer Hopkins has decided to expand their arms division. I hope you all understand the urgency of finding new buyers.
How about Venezuela?
No way. They absolutely refuse to do business with Americans. Nobody has struck a deal with them since that oil mess a few years ago.
How about the Japanese? Thought we had a contract pending with them.
We had a deal with the Conservative Party. Unfortunately, the government changed hands in the most recent election. The pacifists have control now. They've just moved into the Osaka Capitol building.
Son of a...
I don't want to hear anything out of your mouths that doesn't get us out of this mess. We need a new buyer.
I've actually already found someone.
Who?
The Somalians.
Somalia hasn't been a unified country for decades.
If you would let me finish, Westcott. As we all know, the country is in the middle of a civil war. It's the perfect market. I've already sent requests to Mr. Westcott. I assume you approved them?
I thought the budget proposal you sent me that I approved was for a legitimate buyer. I have reservations about dealing with the Somalians. For all we know, they'll sell the weapons to terrorists.
Improved terrorist operations would double the need for our products. There is no downside to this deal.
This is insanity. You're suggesting more terrorism is good for business?
As long as we stay below the radar on this one, we'll be fine. Profits in Somalia coupled with the price raise on D-filters will undoubtedly make us a profit. Did you sign off on the price raise?
No, I didn't. The Air Advisory Board announced an increase in particle density measure in addition to a rise in toxicity. Grade D filters are a necessity now. Raising the price at a time like this would be unethical.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. The stock hasn't stopped dropping since the market opened, and you're sacrificing profit for dated morals that don't belong in the business world in the first place.
I think Westcott has a point. I mean, I leave my morals at the door like anyone else in the business, but we have to keep up appearances. Our public image is second only to profit.
Public image won't matter if the company goes into the red and down the drain.
Enough discussion. We are an arms company. And the success of this city depends on us. Morals belong back in the 20th century. Let's get this Somalian thing off the ground. Westcott, come up with something better than raising the price of filters and we'll avoid this whole public image quibble.
But sir...
Ms. Decker, I appreciate your zeal, but hold your tongue when it isn't your turn to speak. Westcott, you have 24 hours from now. We'll meet again tomorrow morning. It had better be good, or we're going to go with a price increase.
Yes, sir. I'll start working on it immediately.
Finally, if you can't all start working as a team for this company, then as CEO of Pinnacle Arms, I'll find you all replacements, and you can all go work in the trods. See you all tomorrow.
Hang on a minute, Westcott. Why do you insist on putting morals in front of the welfare of this company?
I'm just convinced that there has to be a better way of making money that doesn't involve the death of innocent civilians.
Open your eyes. You work for a weapons manufacturer, the biggest in the world. No matter what you want to believe, the way we make money is through death. It's unavoidable.
But not through the death of civilians. That is what your plan proposes.
This isn't the first time your morals got in the way and clouded your judgment. You're turning this into another XM8 assault rifle fiasco. Remember that? And I think we both remember how much that lost the company.
That happened a long time ago. The board had little control over the outcome. The circumstances are different this time. That incident will not be repeated. Now I've got work to do.
Simpering cretin. Dreely, I have a business proposition for you. Can we speak? Really? Well, I'll be there shortly.
Just come in already. I know who you are.
Mr. Dreely, it seems you have some information for me.
You have the money?
Of course. I've already transferred the money to your account. Now, tell me what our mutual friend has been up to.
Westcott knows that you've been contacting Forsythe.
Is that so?
Yeah. If you cross me, Decker, I'll expose all of your little secrets. I don't even have to push a button.
So the spider is lecturing me on how to be a good friend.
This ain't about friendship. It's about business.
Of course. And I always reward those who do what I require. Here's my proposition.
Mr. Westcott, Mr. Dreely is here to see you. Shall I send him in?
Dreely? Yes, send him in.
How's it coming, Westcott?
Well, actually, I was just taking a look at the numbers for some of our production costs. Did you know that within the explosives division, it's costing us $15 per grenade? That number can easily be cut down to 5.
Is it really going to make that much of a difference?
Well, if this Somalia thing works out, it'll save us roughly $1.2
million. Very nice. But didn't Gooden specifically say he wanted something to increase revenue?
Well, I realize that, but it's not just the explosives division that we can do this in. We should be able to cut back in all divisions across the board. Just take a look. Production costs are high everywhere throughout the company. Minor cutbacks in every division and renegotiating contracts with some of our suppliers or just getting new, cheaper suppliers should dramatically bring down production costs. While maintaining the same price, these lower production costs will equal the profit gained by Decker's proposal.
Yes, yes, that's all very fascinating, Westcott, but you know as well as I do that the same isn't going to be good enough. You have to make your plan better than hers, especially if it's not a sure thing. Decker's plan of raising filter prices is. We don't have any competition in that area.
You know my stance on the filters.
You really are a piece of work, Westcott.
What do you want, Dreely? Do you have something to help me or not?
That I do, Westcott, that I do. There's a new product coming out, the long-range electric shock weapon, or the Shock Hornet. It's non-lethal. It delivers an electric shock from up to 40 feet away, causing paralysis or a blackout. Anyway, I was thinking we might be able to really push this product to the new Japanese administration, since it's state-of-the-art and, more importantly, non-lethal.
Oh, that's not a bad idea, Dreely.
And that is why they pay me the big bucks. Anyway, the brigade will be testing the Shock Hornet tonight. Thought you might want to observe the product in action before you go hawking it.
Sounds good to me.
Good. Meet me down the parking garage in 15 minutes. We'll take my car.
Before you go, I got the email.
Not in the office, Westcott. You know better. Garage. We'll talk then. And don't do anything stupid before then.
Yes, Mr. Westcott?
I'm going to be leaving the office a bit early today. Mr. Dreely and I will be attending an arms test.
Anything else, Mr. Westcott?
Hold my messages for the rest of the day, unless Gudden sends anything. If he does, forward it to my phone immediately.
Yes, Mr. Westcott.
It is now 12 p.m. The 30-minute public luncheon will commence on board on stage.
Westcott, over here. We gotta get going. You don't want to miss this. It'll be quite a show.
I really appreciate this tip, Greeley. If it pans out, there is no way Gudden can turn down my proposal. I thought for sure he was going to take Decker's idea.
Don't worry about it. Hop in, Westcott.
Wow, Greeley, this is a nice car.
You think so? I just got it today.
Today?
Yeah, I just closed a very lucrative business deal this morning. I've had my eyes on these wheels for some time, so I scooped it up with the proceeds.
I didn't hear about any commission deals closing today.
It was more of a private deal.
But you don't trade stocks.
You're right, I don't.
Then what? Hey, you missed a turn. The testing facilities are that way. Where are we going?
We aren't going to the testing facilities. Come on, Westcott. You can't bring this new weapon to Gudden or to our prospective buyers without actually seeing it in action. I'm taking you to a place where you'll really be right up close to it, seeing it where it really counts. With the proper protection, of course.
What protection?
Here, take this transmitter. You know about them, right?
Of course. We manufacture them. It's a friendly. But the Brigade's undercovers use them to signify that they're friends, not foes. Why do I need one?
Like I said, we're going right into the thick of things.
This looks like the Trods.
That's because it is the Trods, Westcott.
How much further?
Not too far. Let me set the computer to drive the car around. And pick us up in an hour when we're done.
Anytime I see the Trods, the streets get dirtier and the smog gets thicker.
That's because it is. So what did you find out about Decker? No one here will be listening in.
She's planning on taking down one of my deals so that Bayer Hopkins can get a leg up on us. It looks like they are planning on offering her a lot of money.
You don't say. Well, you should definitely take this to Gudden. Just don't be an idiot and blab about to everyone else.
Hey, you there, need some new filters? I got some D's here, real cheap.
Get out of the way, you runt. I don't want your filth getting on my suit.
Did you see him, Greeley? The boy was so thin. He looked like a corpse.
Yeah, these urchins are pathetic. Too lazy to do enough work to get a bite to eat. Almost as bad as that Rosewood character. Almost. Ah, there it is.
What is this place? It looks deserted.
Westcott, my friend, it might look empty, but even the most sterile walls have rats behind them. You just have to look hard enough.
A door on actual swing hinges? When was this place built?
Not so long ago, really. Things were different then. It seems like it's been ages.
Why is it, then, that we have to meet in secret? Why is it that we can't just say to ourselves, pay the fees demanded, and seem to live openly with the system, but inwardly believe in and live by the opposite principles? Why can't we just live our lives without surrendering our souls, our inner selves, to greed and lust for profit?
What kind of place is this?
This is an unsanctioned church. This is what Rosewood has started under our very noses.
And the Brigade is going to bust this place?
Any minute now. They were supposed to wait for us to show.
Rest assured that the mingling of the streams will always bear the marks of contamination. We must be strong in our opposition to lust and greed. If a stream is to remain pure and crystal clear, a way must be found to dam off the sullied and polluted one before the two enter the same channel.
These guys look pretty peaceful, though. I thought we were dealing with criminals.
First morals, and now this? Westcott, are you a sympathizer? These people want nothing more than for you to live down in the Trods, too. Weren't you listening?
This just doesn't seem...
Place your hands in the air, do not move. You are all under arrest and in unsanctioned church.
Those things are effective. Really, what are you doing? Don't point that thing at me.
It's nothing personal, Westcott. It's just business.
Business? I thought this was a test.
You really think a pacifist government would actually buy weapons from the people supplying the Somalians?
Really? Come on, put the gun down.
Silence, heretic! Officer, arrest this man.
Dreely, what are you...
Trigger Ethics is written by Brian Kirkland, Christy Carlson, Ali Hefner, and Paul Jouett. Produced by Joshua Cyril White, directed by Anna Heller-Seebach, with technical direction by Chris Preparato, Ed Jenkins, and Drew Perrone-Bruce, and music by Brandon Lichtinger.
This episode featured the vocal talents of Isaac Salapa as Leon, James Hollerman as Rosewood, Christine La Rochelle as Decker, Camilo Matos as Dreely, Joshua Cyril White as Manders, and Stephen Dixon as Gutton, as well as the voices of Jonathan Davis, Ryan Kirkland, Miguel Montgomery, Alyssa Gunkowski, Peter Budzowski, and Drew Perrone-Bruce. For more information on Trigger Ethics, you can visit the show's website at triggerethics.allegheny.edu. Trigger Ethics is a production of Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania, copyright 2008.